Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already Memorial Day weekend. It's great to see the weather has changed. And my guest this weekend, Michael Horn, who is a director of the New Hampshire State Veterans Cemetery, will get into the theme of Memorial Day weekend. But before I do, I just want to acknowledge last week's show, Bob Smith, the director for ALS of Northern New England, which it comprises of New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont, got a lot of great feedback. I think because of the ice bucket challenge, people are much more aware of the severity of what we, in my generation, call Lou Gehrig's disease, now ALS, and that there still is no cure for that. But the fundraising is very important still, and you'll see later this year that we will be doing an ice bucket challenge too, number one. And then the second thing is there will be a walk this October in Manchester to raise further awareness and funds, because obviously, even though there is no cure for ALS, there are treatments that can extend someone's life and also make it, you know, less painful, you know, to live. So Bob did a great job, and I encourage people to contact ALS here in New Hampshire for more information. On the Affordable Care Act front, it's going well for Northeast Delta Dental. Thousands of individuals have purchased individual dental coverage through healthcare.gov in New Hampshire, or our private exchange called deltadentalcoversme.com. So putting aside the politics of the Affordable Care Act and whether it actually is affordable, it has actually been a good thing for oral health. And that's another reason why, for example, we do partner with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, because of the thousands of people that attend those games get an oral health message. And then sons and daughters of our participating subscribers who go to our participating dentist, which is just about everybody, they can earn tickets to the Fisher Cats game this weekend as well at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, May 24th, Sunday night. We are going to be honoring Blake Marston, who is the Navy SEAL who died in a training accident. So we have a lot of family and friends of the Marstons, Bill and Nancy, and their daughter Emily, and many, many friends, close friends and relatives who will be joining me at the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium this Sunday night, May 24th. For my road racing friends, we just completed on May 9th the fourth race of the Capital Era Race Series called the Canterbury Shaker Village Cross Country. The next one is in the fifth in the series is called Run for the Animals 5K, raises money for the SPCA, and that's Saturday, June 6th at 10 a.m., and there's always a walking component. And this Memorial Day weekend, if you're listening to this on Saturday, May 23rd, there is a race at 10 a.m. right here in Concord called Anchors Away. That's at 10 a.m., and then in Franklin on Sunday the 24th, also at 10 a.m., and then there's one in Wilmot, the famous Black Fly Blitz, and there are black flies, and that's 9 a.m. in Wilmot. And, of course, we had a great race here in Concord on Thursday night, the Rockin' Race. Even with all of the construction on Main Street, it ended up being, you know, a great time. So I want to thank Michael Horn, director. He's been there for almost 7 years, for joining me this Memorial Day weekend. Mike, thank you for joining me. I know that you're very busy, but I really appreciate the time.
Hey, you're welcome. It's my pleasure to be here.
I think it would be helpful. I know when we've done Memorial Day shows in the past that sometimes, and this is not a criticism by any stretch of the imagination of anybody, but sometimes long weekends become, you know, reasons for cookouts and less reflecting on what Memorial Day is all about. So maybe before we get into the Veterans Cemetery, maybe you can talk about, from your perspective, what Memorial Day means to you and the genesis of it.
Okay, well, you know, my understanding, Memorial Day started back in the Civil War, back when President Lincoln put out a proclamation or whatever that it's a time to honor and decorate the graves of those military who have given their lives for our freedoms. I believe it was called originally Decoration Day and then evolved into being called Memorial Day. So it was that time in May as the flowers are blossoming that not to honor all veterans, but those veterans, those military members who have fallen and are in graves at this time.
So Veterans Day itself, though, is for living and
that's for living. That's in November, and that's for all veterans, living and deceased.
Great. Now, we know that the cemetery has special ceremonies on certain holidays of the year, specifically, obviously, Memorial Day. The actual day, I guess, is May 30th.
Yes. The cemetery has traditionally held the Memorial Day ceremony on the 30th, not on the necessarily the holiday weekend. And this year it's going to be the following weekend. It's Saturday the 30th, and not going to be on the 3-day weekend.
Okay, so there are currently about 7,900 veterans and eligible dependents interned at the cemetery. So how does it work, and who operates the cemetery, and where is it located?
Okay, well, the cemetery was established in a partnership between the state of New Hampshire and the federal government, the Veterans Back Then Administration, in a 50-50 share in the 90s. But New Hampshire came up with what was a state forest then, 104 acres, and they donated the land and then applied for and received the grants to construct the 14 acres that are currently what people see when they come up past Route 3 and see that granite sign out front and turn into the cemetery.
So it's relocated right here in Boscawen?
Yes, it is. 10 miles from Concord, north on 93, exit 17, and 5 miles from the highway.
Easy to get to?
Very, very easy to get to, yes.
Now, the cemetery property, you mentioned you have 14 acres developed, but you have over 100 acres. Is that still in your purview?
Yeah, there's still overall property, 104 acres. Probably about 60 of those acres can be eventual graves. We do have some steep slopes and streams that cut through the property. But significant, what people see is just a small portion of what will eventually be the cemetery when it's built out.
So take us through the actual day, May 30th. What time? How does the whole process work?
Okay. Well, May 30th at 11 o'clock is the ceremony. But we prescribe and we send out reminders to those that sign up on our website that, please come early. You want to get there. We'll have a parking detail set up by 9:30 so people can start coming then to park, and then they can perhaps visit some of the graves of people they may know, walk the memorial walkway, or the 20 points of military history. But we expect by 11 o'clock when the ceremony kicks off that there'll be probably between 500 and 600 people there. That this could be the year that we run out of parking. So don't hesitate. Traffic starts to back up probably by at least 10:30, as much as we try to pull it in and park it. But the ceremony itself lasts an hour long. It's sponsored by, again, the Adjutant General, the Governor, the State of New Hampshire, and the Adjutant General. And this year's speaker is going to be Carl Nolan from the American Legion Department of New Hampshire, who's hosting this ceremony.
Tell me about you mentioned the 20 points of military history. Tell us, is that located right there?
Yeah, it's right around the main flags that back when there was a phase one development, really is like phase 1A, but the center section was raised up and section H columbarums were put in, 20 columbarums, but in front of those are 20 points of granite that are set on an angle, and on the backside are storyboards that go from 1680 up until the year 2000, and it has storyboards that commemorate the New Hampshire military history and the significance of much of what is nationally known for New Hampshire.
You have a website, nhsvc.com. So if I went on to nhsvc.com, like what information would an example of the military history be there?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So across the top is a menu of what you've got home. You've got information. There's a photo gallery with lots of photos, map, directions how to find us. Also a calendar, so people that wonder if there's an interment going on, they can quickly pull up and see, what time and date for the interment. But there is quite a bit of the special things, the points of history, the memorial walkway, just little snippets here and there. And also a news item, so people wondering about our ceremonies or what's coming up, they can click on that and get that information too.
Now back to you personally, Mike. How did so you've been there almost 7 years? How did you get interested in being the director of the Veterans Cemetery?
Okay, back in 2008, I finished up a 28-year career with the New Hampshire Air National Guard. I had 4 in the Air Force and then 28 with the New Hampshire Air National Guard, and had been associated with the cemetery, supporting it, doing funeral honors, and it, with my background of engineering and also ties to the veteran community, it seemed logical that there was an opening, and I put in for it, and I was very fortunate to be selected to be the director.
Yeah, we have about a minute before commercial break. Tell us briefly how you enjoyed the New Hampshire Air National Guard. I know a lot of people that have been in there, and they've it's quite a crew.
Oh, I did. I did civil engineering for the first 14 years after I got out of the Air Force, so I had a chance to be over over at Pease through the base closure. I worked there full-time from 87 to 94 before I moved up to headquarters in Concord, but the National Guard, be it Air or Army, is a real tight-knit group, kind of like a family. So encourage people to look into it if they don't know about it.
Great. Okay, so Memorial Day weekend is this weekend as people are listening to this, but the actual day of the celebration that you're organizing is May 30th. So more information on that when we return with Michael Horn, who is the director of the New Hampshire State Veterans Cemetery. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio and also the CEO, also known as the coach amongst my colleagues of Northeast Delta Dental, the insurance company, which from an insurance company perspective, we're doing very well with the Affordable Care Act. I know that was very challenging for us, you know, for several years when it was passed in March of 2010, but ultimately we made the proper technological investments and financial investments to get our dental programs on healthcare.gov, the public exchange, and then we created a private exchange called Delta Dental CoversMe.com because we knew in the first couple years of healthcare.gov it might be a little cumbersome for a citizen to navigate healthcare.gov, and so many of the uninsured people whose employers never had dental or who dropped it were able to purchase on Delta Dental CoversMe.com. And if you're interested in the strategies behind that, I did recently publish a book co-authored with Dave Cowan's famous basketball star. It's called There Are No Do-Overs, and the genesis of that title was there's certain key decisions you have to make where you don't get a second opportunity, and in our case it was getting our board of directors to support a pretty significant financial investment, you know, to get on to the public exchange consistent with our mission to spread oral health. And you can purchase that book either on Amazon.com or Gibson's right here in Concord. Again, this is Memorial Day weekend, so we've got several Memorial Day weekend races. There's Anchors Away in Concord on Saturday, May 23rd. There's one in Franklin on May 24th. And then there's on Monday, May 25th, there's the Black Fly Blitz in Wilmont, a beautiful country run. It's also a PB or personal best course because I think it's a couple hundred yards short. All I know is every year that's always my best time, so I never miss that race. So with me this weekend is Mike Horn, who for 6.5 years has been the director for the New Hampshire State Veterans Cemetery, and prior to that we had a great career in the New Hampshire Air National Guard and elsewhere, and knows my good friend, General Clark, right?
Yes.
Just we had Ken on to promote City Year, and the City Year event was just a couple weeks ago. And, of course, the General is really behind that program of mentoring in the Manchester School District. And, of course, we all know that mentoring is one way to keep younger kids interested in school and helping to really eliminate the dropout rate. And General Clark was also interested in Baldrige quality, so I'm chair of the Granite State Quality Council, so I know that the Air National Guard had put in a lot of Baldrige principles, and We had many, many meetings over at Pease. It was quite delightful. So I probably, Mike, ran into you there at some point. But back to the subject at hand, the New Hampshire State Veterans Cemetery. So we mentioned that it's in Boscawen, it's on Route 3, easy to get to. What are the operating hours? So if I have someone buried there or if I just want to visit, what's the process for me to just visit?
Okay, well, this weekend, cemetery ground, this weekend, around the year, the cemetery grounds are open 7 days a week, daylight hours. So we expect this weekend to have a multitude of visitors, family, friends, people that are in from out of state. And my staff will be available between the hours of 9 and 3 just to assist people to find graves, to understand the floral policy, because this is a 10-day period in the year that people can bring a small potted annual plant and place on the graves, which if they leave it there until the 1st of June, our staff will use it to help plant our gardens. But we'll help them find the memorial walkway, which is about a 1,000-foot-long brick walkway with engraved bricks and about 50 various monuments and benches. So besides coming to visit graves and pay honors, there are some and the points, 20 points of history, there are some great places to see. So, you know, I encourage people to come visit this weekend. But our normal hours, the office is open from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, except for holidays. And that's where our staff's available to take phone calls or walk-ins to help them understand the process of putting in an application. We encourage pre-qualifying, filling out a simple one-page application and attaching the military document supporting military service, typically a DD-214. And at that point, if they do it ahead of time for the veteran and their spouse, it goes into our file, which is currently about 17,000 strong, people who have pre-planned, which makes it so much easier when someone's dealing with especially an untimely death. They just have to make a phone call and the cemetery part is all taken care of.
Through the pre-planning.
They don't have to try to now find that military document that's buried in a file someplace that only the veteran knows where he placed it. And so that's why we encourage that. What's interesting is the national cemeteries, the federal national cemeteries, are now exploring getting into pre-need and pre-qualification, much like we've been doing for years.
Great. And you have a great website with lots of information and photos, and that's nhsvc.com. And I've checked it out. It is replete with information, so great job there.
Right, thanks.
Now, you mentioned you have a small staff, it sounds like, and so the state of New Hampshire operates this under the Adjutant General's Department. So how does that work?
That's right. We're state employees up there, and again, we're linked in. We're part of the Adjutant General's Department, which is where the National Guard resides also, which is a good tie-in with the veterans and our network and the ability. Some cases, if people can't find military documents, we go to the New Hampshire Military Archivist, which also resides under the National Guard, under the Adjutant General's Department. But state employees, but one thing for our cemetery to be the showplace that we think it is and often are told by people, there are, you know, various people that come up to volunteer their services. In the wintertime, when we place wreaths out there, it's all through, you know, various veterans groups and friends and families that come in and wanna help us keep that cemetery, like we say, you know, second perhaps only to Arlington, but we think it's a great place.
Yeah, that's an aspiration that I think you've achieved. Now, you've mentioned a couple times the 20 point of New Hampshire military history and the memorial walkway. Tell us a little bit more about those.
Okay. Well, as I said, around the flags, it's like an amphitheater that was built when it was raised up and put in, and the granite slabs on the backside of the storyboard. So some people might not see it if they just drive in and they wonder what those slabs of granite are. But if they, go up, there's a, you know, very informative storyboards. We have schools, fifth grade schools, and also 10th grade civics classes that come to the cemetery to understand and to learn about the New Hampshire history. The one special thing happening this weekend that each night we'll have the lights on. So as dusk comes and it starts to get dark, there's lights that shine up on those granite slabs and kind of turn on and look like candles right around our main flag. So we encourage you to put on your bug spray because, you know, when the lights come on, usually the mosquitoes and the black flies are there. And also right beside the administration buildings in Memorial Walkway, where it's a lot of veterans organizations have raised funds and put monuments and benches there.
You have like 50 monuments and benches, and it's about 1,000 feet long. Wow.
And each of the branches of the service have a monument there. People can make a donation to put a paver to remember or memorialize someone. Someone doesn't even have to be buried at the cemetery to have something placed there. So
they can purchase a brick to honor a veteran.
Right, a brick or a paver.
Great. So I think it's important as part of our outreach with this radio program to tell us if I think that I have a relative who may be eligible to be interned at the cemetery. How does that process work?
Well, it's what we encourage people is just to, you know, right on the front page of our website, or you can pick it up in the vestibule, daylight hours, 7 days a week, is a simple one-page application that gets a basic name, address, service, and then attached a military document on it. And if someone served on active duty for a short period of time, typically if it was back World War II, Korea, Vietnam, it doesn't have to be an 18 or a two-year period. And we tell people, turn in the paperwork and let us evaluate it, because 99% of the time we'll find out that the person's qualified. It's non-binding. There's no cost to it up front. And the cost at the cemetery for the veteran is covered by the VA plot allowance. So there is really no charge for the veteran to be buried there.
Great. Well, Mike, I know you do a great job, and the website, again, is nhsvc.com. And just to repeat for the listening audience, the state donated the land, and the construction was actually funded in part by the federal government via
that's
grants,
right.
Craig. So that's a great example. You know, sometimes our federal government doesn't get the kudos sometimes that it deserves, but this was a great example of a state-federal partnership. So remind us again, what are the operating hours for this Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday?
Okay, this weekend people can be there daylight hours, and so the sun's usually coming up. It's light at 6 and probably right through 8:30, so people can really, they're invited to come to the cemetery during those times. And if you think you might need assistance, show up between 9 and 3 and we'll be there to help you.
And then the ceremony itself on the actual day on May 30th begins at 11 o'clock, but you're encouraging people to get there a little earlier.
Get there early, and that's Saturday, May 30th, correct, at 11.
Awesome. So, Michael Horn, Director in the New Hampshire State Veterans Cemetery, we're so fortunate to have you in New Hampshire, and thank you for your service as well to the New Hampshire Air National Guard. And again, I want to remind my friends and family and listeners, May 24th, Sunday, May 24th, will be a night for Blake Marston, the Navy SEAL who died in the training accident, and will be at the Fisher Cats game with his parents, and his dad, Bill, will throw out the first pitch. Thank you, Michael.
Well, thanks for having me.
And thank you for all of us for reflecting on Memorial Day weekend. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.